Hi, welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for this Wednesday, the 25th of October. Simon Harrison with you, and James Preston from Greyhound Racing New South Wales joins me. James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. First of all, there's a seminar coming up this weekend run by Steve Austin that you can tell us a little bit more about.
Yeah, it's not stone cold Steve Austin. He's not going to put you in a headlock or smack you down under the canvas. He is going to teach you, though, some wonderful things about how to get more in tune with your dog, get more in tune with your greyhound. And of course, we see a lot of, you know, very, very successful greyhound trainers, the likes of Robert Britton and the like, and we've had them as speakers in the past, but this year we decided we'd go for something maybe a bit of left field, a little bit different, and get someone that really just understands the canine mind is what I like to think of it. Steve Austin is just a phenomenal, phenomenal dog trainer. He's worked in Los Angeles. He's worked all around the country. He's been on Sunrise, the Today Show, ABC, all that sort of stuff, because he's renowned for how much work he puts into actually getting to the inside of the dog's mind and getting to train them in terms of narcotics, law enforcement, guide dogs. He's even become, Simon, can you believe this, the first ever trainer to successfully train a truffle snout.
So he's a bit of a, is that bloke off the Discovery Channel, Caesar Milan, that's the dog whisperer?
Well, I like to call Steve Austin the dog whisperer, so that works quite well.
Yeah, okay. So it's basically just to help trainers now prepare for the future of greyhound racing and the way they need to sort of, you know, train their dogs.
Yeah, pretty much. So basically why we decided to get Steve as opposed to someone like Robert Britton, other than the fact that we got him last year, was to sort of offer a new perspective and, you know, a bunch of new concepts of how you can better train your greyhound to bring them in and realistically get the best performance from them. Because often what Steve does is he doesn't necessarily look at reward-based incentives. He'll look at adjusting the greyhound's behavior so that naturally it's going to want to chase regardless of what you do. And he can do that with things as simple as a tennis ball. You don't need all this extravagant sort of setup that a lot of trainers currently have. So it can also be a cost-saving measure moving forward into the future. And in general, you're probably going to find that if you adopt some of these sort of tips and secrets that Steve actually teaches, you'll get a lot more greyhounds per litter that will just naturally want to chase, as opposed to often we see, you know, this greyhound can't chase, all right, therefore we have to put up for adoption or whatever else. So realistically, it's about that, I suppose, efficiency of litters and then also getting an improved performance from ones that are already racing.
So the seminar, is it a two-day seminar, is it this weekend?
No, just the one day. So it's on the Sunday, October 29, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. out there at the Greyhound Social Club in Yaguna. So people can come along to that. It's free to register, so that's a great thing. I always like free stuff, Simon. And there is also a free lunch provided. So all you have to do to register is go into Google, type in Training for the Future Yaguna. It'll be the first link that appears in the search results. You're just going to open that page and click the register button and enter your details, and simple as that.
Okay, well, that sounds fascinating. So that's on this Sunday at Yaguna. And coming up on November 11, James, we've got another Greyhound Adoption Day.
Yeah, of course, a lot of people know of the Greyhounds as Pets, which is a wonderful thing that Greyhound New South Wales does, of course, and this is occurring, as you mentioned, on the 11th of November, again from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Pet Barn Penrith. Now, just make sure that you're going to the right Pet Barn. There's two Pet Barns out there at Penrith. This one is at Coreen Avenue, spelled C-O-R-E-E-N Avenue. So you'll get the chance to actually meet a greyhound, because a lot of the time we find trainers and punters and the like, obviously trainers do have that interaction with the greyhound, but a lot of punters that go to the track, other than watching them, they've never actually had a chance to sort of pat and interact with the greyhounds. This is a really cool opportunity to get out there. Potentially, if you're thinking of adopting or you just want to meet the greyhounds, we're going to have 20 out there at the Pet Barn. And of course, we'll have our expert assessors there who often go through the gap assessment process, which will say, hey, we've just got this new greyhound that's looking for rehoming, and they do all the assessments and make sure that they're good to go. So those people will be out there too. Back in July, our last adoption day, we had 28 greyhounds adopted. So we're hoping to get all 20 out once again here on November. And we're really looking to find them a home before Christmas, because, you know, what is better to wake up to on Christmas Day, Simon, than a greyhound?
Absolutely, yeah. And for the greyhound to have a nice, warm, cosy house that it's now living in. I've got plenty of friends of mine that have adopted through the GAP, and they're delighted with their dogs. They think they make fantastic pets.
Yeah, well, they are wonderful pets. I mean, and you can get your choice here of whether you want a more energetic greyhound, or, as we know, they're often referred to as the biggest couch potatoes that there are. They often just love to lie around. They sleep a lot. So it doesn't really matter if you have an apartment or a house, you're definitely going to find a greyhound that will fit your needs. And here's a really exciting thing for punters and trainers and everybody that has any idea of the greyhound industry itself. there's a number of Fernando Bale pups that are currently up for adoption, Simon. That's pretty exciting itself.
Okay, so that's the GOP Adoption Day on November 11. Last night we had the Lismore Workers' Cup final, and if you missed the race, here's the replay.
Territora go, Lassie go, Jury begun well and so too does Snug, and a great charge to the first turn. Territora will lead. Jury's out after quickly with Snug, and on the inside go, Lassie go. Further back then was Opal Nera. Further back took a turn. Cindy's Magic, and at the tail was Cominici. Jury said, let me go down the back. Got away from Territora, swinging in there. Further back go, Lassie go, and Snug to the outside. Further back then was Opal Nera. Cindy's Magic is starting to motor home, but up in front, Jury's in front. Into second place, Territora, Cindy's Magic late, but Jury beats Territora, Cindy's Magic and Snug.
So a replay there at the Lismore Cup from last night. James and Jury, trained by Tony Brett, getting the chocolates over Territora and Cindy's Magic.
Yeah, absolutely love that. 40 grand into the pockets there of Tony Brett and, of course, the owners there. So they would have loved that. And Jury was, of course, the fastest qualifier for that actual final there. 29.56 was a really good run. And, of course, this time it was even quicker in front of Territora. Territora's time in this one would actually still not have beaten the qualifying time from Jury. So that's just how quickly that dog is running at the moment. It's in really good form, Simon.
So what happened to Opal Nera there in that race?
I think it was probably a little bit of an off night for Opal Nera. Obviously, we've seen some really good performances in recent times. But by the same token, I mean, I really don't think, given we had Territora in that race, particularly from the inside draw, plus Jury in a very good box there in box three, I think it was always out of those two dogs to win this. So I wouldn't look too much into the performance there of Opal Nera. It could have been a bit better, sure, but realistically, yeah, I just think there was probably a bit more competition than it's used to.
We've got some big races coming up this weekend on Saturday night in Melbourne, the Top Gun and the Top Gun for the Stars, as well as some heats there for the Hume Cup. Having a look at the feature race, the Top Gun, James and O'Mac has got the good draw here and is the $2.70 favourite alongside Aston DB at $3.50.
Yeah, it's a massive race here. Group 1 event, $150K on offer, and this is just incredible too. Second place still gets just under 43 grand. Third gets well over 20 grand. So I don't know about you, Simon, but right now I'm thinking maybe I need to get involved with one of my dogs in here myself. But look, as you mentioned, Ando's Mac has got the inside draw, $2.70 favourite. And this is the brilliant thing. From that inside draw here at the Meadows, he's won 6 from 7 races. So that is a really strong record. For that reason, I think myself and the punters are both saying, yes, this is the favourite. That should take it out. I think we'll see second come from Striker Light, who is really never too far away, as is any dog trained by Fiona Thompson. So I'm thinking Aston DeBe is probably my pick for third.
How do you think Mr. Twister will go in a race like the Top Gun?
Look, he'll go pretty well, but I still can't see him taking it out simply because there is, once again, much like the Lismore Cup last night and when we're talking about Opal Nera, I just think there's too much competition here. And these are dogs that really know the Meadows very well, particularly Ando's Mac. And, of course, Striker Light, you know, being such a consistent performer too, it's often hard to try and just get up there and get that victory when you have these other fantastic dogs here. It's like taking another step up, basically.
And the Stayers Top Gun is on the same program. It's race 6. Phantom Bale is the $2.20 favourite here from box 5, and Burn One Down $2.80 from box 6. Do you think? How do you think they'll go from the middle boxes there?
Well, I remember you were asking me a couple of weeks back where Phantom Bale would race next. I suggested Victoria, and sure enough, here she is, ready to race this one out and do a great job here in the Top Gun Stayers event at the Meadows. 75 grand will be up for grabs for her, and look, I can't possibly say that anyone should be able to beat Phantom Bale. Just a brilliant dog. I know Burn One Down is in this, and look, could potentially Burn One Down, but a lot of people will probably burn their tickets if Phantom Bale doesn't win. Mm. But yeah, I'm thinking it's just too good. Too good of a dog. Very close now to that $1 million mark, and this is, of course, going to go a long way to getting there. So I'm going to say Phantom Bale for one, Burn One Down for two. And I think that wide draw that Ebby Ripper has should allow that dog to just break free early and then come home with a wet sail. It's a very, very good stayer, particularly as it gets later into the race, it tends to do a lot better. So I'm thinking 1, 2, and 3 in the order, Phantom Bale, Burn One Down, and Ebby Ripper for the Top Gun Stayers.
Yeah, it'll be a fascinating affair, that's for sure. The Top Gun Stayers to precede the Group 1 Top Gun. So that's the Meadows on Saturday night. And closer to home at Wentworth Park, we've got semi-finals of the Vic Peters Classic. And just having a look at the market for the first of those finals, we've got an odds-on favourite, which is race 6, the first semi-final, Chasing Crackers. It's drawn box 7 and has gone up $1.90.
Yeah, I reckon that will actually be the dog that takes out this entire series, to be honest. It was a very, very fast recording time. 29.62 over the 520 distance was the fastest of all the heats. Of course, there were six heats to start with. We're now down to three semifinals, which sounds a bit strange when you say you got three semifinals instead of two or four, but that's where we're up to anyway. Look, the other greyhound in that race itself for the first semifinal, Fast Car Driving from the inside draw. I think it'll be those two that go through. And just a reminder as well for this one, Simon, so you get the first two winners of each of those three semis, plus the two fastest third place getters.
So that's in the first of the semi. Surfing, in fact, no, Mr. Paparazzi, I should say, is the $2.40 from box five in the second, ahead of Kingsbury Chico at $2.80 from box one. How do you see this one?
Yeah, I think those two will go through, particularly Mr. Paparazzi took out his heat from last week in 29.66. That's only 0.4 of a second behind the fastest run of the night, of course, from last week, and that was Chasing Cracker. So I think probably Chasing Cracker, Mr. Paparazzi are my two best picks to go all the way into the finals and really go neck and neck in the final itself. So I think we'll see Mr. Paparazzi gets through. And once again, just having that inside draw when you get to this level where all the dogs are so even, I think that's really going to be quite a fortunate thing for Kingsbury Chico. Of course, who we mentioned is the second favourite for this race, and I think that's pretty much how it'll stay. You'll get Mr. Paparazzi and Kingsbury Chico going through to the final.
And Beacon Street in the third of those semis ahead of Rockstar Stratus is probably unlikely to get a run, though, isn't it? Or Manila Campion is in the mix as well there at 3.30. But you think the ones out of the first two semis will be the ones that are a chance of winning the overall final?
Yeah, look, I'm going to say Beacon Street, much like the bookies are suggesting there, should be the one to take this one out. I'm not going to pick either of the other two that you just mentioned, though, Simon, to come in at second. I think Bombshell Bandit will probably be the most likely one to go through. Once again, that's purely because of the inside draw, because it is just such an even field. Having that early guy to the rails there can make such a difference, and I think that's what we'll see here. So Beacon Street and Bombshell Bandit for the third and final semi-final to go through. In terms of those other two spots to take up, I'm not exactly sure, because all these finals are just so hotly contested. We've seen a couple of dogs that actually raced quicker than any of the ones that are running in the field, and as a result, listed as reserves for these semis. They're not actually getting a run, but they had quicker time, so it's just so hard to pick.
Righto, so that's Wentworth Park on Saturday night. A big weekend coming up. James, thanks very much for your help with the Talking Greyhounds podcast this week, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
Looking forward to it, Tom.